At 6:20 in the morning, in the kitchen of an old apartment building in Suwei, Shanghai, Lin Wanqing switches on the warm yellow ceiling light. The sky outside is still a blue-gray. The distant sound of the street cleaner cart drifts up, and the kettle begins its fine, dense bubbling on the stove. Barefoot on the cool tiles, she pours herself a cup of warm water first. This is the first move of her day that requires no decision at all. By today, she has done this small act for 287 days in a row. Before that, her morning began by reaching for the phone beside her pillow, scrolling until 7:30, eyes dry, head stuffed with unprocessed information, then jumping out of bed in a panic. She says, "Back then I always felt like someone being chased by work, unable even to squeeze out a breath." The change began on an ordinary Tuesday last winter. She moved her alarm from 6:45 to 6:15, giving herself a 5-minute buffer, and left the phone charging in the living room. The first week felt as awkward as giving up sugar, but by the 21st day her body began to wake on its own. Now this cup of warm water is her signal. Only after drinking it does the day truly begin. She told me the coolness of the tiles under her bare feet wakes her more than any alarm. She first noted this detail in the top line of her phone memo, and later copied it onto a piece of paper. Many people think a morning ritual must mean sitting upright and meditating for 30 minutes. Lin Wanqing version is almost rough in its simplicity. What really works is the word fixed, a fixed time, fixed actions, fixed order, so the brain spends no willpower choosing in the early morning. Ritual may sound light, but it solves a heavy problem. The first 30 minutes of the morning decide the emotional tone of your whole day. Lin Wanqing kept a small log, scoring her morning state from 1 to 10 for 3 straight weeks. On days she scrolled first, the average was only 5.2, on days she followed her ritual, it was 8.1. The difference is not how much she did, but who directs the beginning. Scrolling means being led by the algorithm, ritual means leading yourself. She says, "Back then I treated the morning as work not yet started. The more messages I read, the more anxious I felt, as if not replying to email were a sin." Psychology calls this the early overdraft of decision fatigue. The number of high-quality decisions a person can make in a day is limited. If you spend them on short videos and group chats first thing, you are out of power when the truly important work arrives. The morning ritual uses a thought-free routine to protect this most fragile stretch of time. It does not ask you to become perfectly disciplined. On the contrary, it gives the undisciplined a lazy shortcut. Once the actions are fixed, you skip the inner drama of whether to get up early today and simply follow the inertia. Lin Wanqing says with a laugh that what she feared most was not failing to rise, but rising and not knowing what to do first. So the standard for a good morning ritual is not how refined it is, but how little thinking it needs. This is also the starting point of every design principle that follows, only what happens automatically stays. Many people fail because they list 8 actions at once and collapse by day 3. Lin Wanqing advice is the reverse: forget what to do, first nail down when to start. She calls 6:15 her time anchor, like the first rope a boat throws out. The anchor matters because it bypasses willpower. When wake-up time becomes a biological habit like eating and sleeping, you no longer negotiate with the blanket every day. She logged the data. 60 days after fixing the anchor, her natural wake rate rose from 31% to 82%. There is a trick to choosing the anchor: do not be greedy for early. She saw a colleague set the alarm to 5 o'clock and relapse to 9 o'clock after 11 days. Lin Wanqing says, "Back then I also tried 5:30, then dozed through daytime meetings, and finally found 6:15 is my body sweet spot." The sweet spot is where waking is painless yet still grabs a solid block of time. Only after fixing the anchor do you fill it with content. But what and how much to add takes care, or the anchor gets overloaded. The next section breaks down her 3 low-threshold actions, whose shared trait is, no single one over 7 minutes, altogether under 25 minutes. Remember, there is only one anchor. Do not set 2 wake-up times in a day. Try not to drift more than 40 minutes on weekends either, or Monday biological clock will feel like jet lag. Lin Wanqing ritual has three actions in a fixed order: warm water, stretching, writing three lines. She says this was not copied from a book but kept as the laziest version after she tried and erred through 14 combinations. Back then I was greedy, adding meditation, adding reading aloud, and quit by day 9. The first action is drinking warm water, about 2 minutes, signaling the body to boot up. She places the cup before the kettle rings, removing one decision. The second is 4 sets of wall stretches, 40 seconds each, mainly loosening the neck and shoulders, the occupational hazard zone of a designer. The third action is the key: take a sheet of paper and write 3 lines. Line 1, the most important thing today. Line 2, one person to thank today. Line 3, one thought to let go today. She keeps these under 3 minutes, then folds the paper into her pocket. Why 3 lines and not 3 pages? Because she tried journaling, averaging 12 minutes, with adherence dropping to 40%. Compressed to 3 lines, adherence returned to 91%. Numbers do not lie, low threshold is the friend of long-termism. The 3 actions total about 22 minutes, exactly filling 6:15 to 6:37. She deliberately leaves 3 minutes of buffer for small accidents like spilled water or a jumping cat. Ritual is not an iron plate but a flexible.